So I'm with Neil Wheatley, who plays Simon Trott. Neil, you've got a hard job out there winding this audience up tonight, but successful.
Cheers, Neil. Yeah, they were. These council nights can be pretty hit and miss, but they were up for it a little bit tonight. Took a little bit of getting going. They like the naughty stuff tonight, Neil. They wanted me to push the boundary.
I noticed the naughty stuff.
They wanted a little bit of that this evening, but they were, you know, they were as good as gold. I've known some of these guys for 15 or 16 years, and they give me that little bit of, you know, go on bravadery, and you know,
there's no harm in a bit of discreet adult humour.
Absolutely, and it has to be discreet, of course. Goes over the kids' head, but no, great fun tonight. Great fun indeed.
I did enjoy a lot of what you were doing up there on the stage, and of course interviewing the young ones at the end, that was just fabulous.
Yeah, the song sheet, still my favourite part, because a lot of it, Neil, is, you know, I'm a stand-up comedian at heart, you know, that's how I make my living, so me picking up a microphone and standing in front of them is what I do, and I still live for that, and that opportunity to ad-lib and not knowing what you're getting, you know.
It works every time.
Yeah, it's better than any script you could ever write.
You go with the flow.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's exactly what I do, with the flow.
I did detect along through the event today, there was a lot of ad-libbing going on.
Do you know, more than ever this evening, because there was a few opportunities that lent themselves to it. So normally, on a really scripted day, like the school shows, you have to be that and that. When you get the later ones, where it doesn't matter if you finish at 10:05 rather than 10:15, you get a little bit more scope for time. And, you know, to give you an idea, Neil, one day here last year, as I remember it, we were sold out 500 seats and we only had 4 children in. Yeah. So that just shows you the sort of people we were attracting at that point, you know.
it's amazing, and, you know, I agree. A little bit of humour along the way. You've got to lift it to another level sometimes.
Absolutely. And those who dare to be brave, dare to be naughty, you know. And it was a bit of that today.
You just got to know how far to push the envelope.
Oh, yeah, God, you can't go too far. Let me assure you, sometimes I get complained from.
I've just got one question for you. How long does it take you to do that doggy balloon thing?
When I was at university, I was a kids entertainer, so I used to do children's magic. And the first thing I learned to do was a balloon dog. And I probably haven't done that. I'm 52 now, nearly 53. And I haven't done that since I used to have a Punch and Judy show at Real Pier. I was at university in Aberystwyth. And I was 19, 20, and I probably haven't done that from then on down. They went, oh, making it into a balloon dog. And I immediately, without a second thought, it's like swimming. You went, digga, and it sort of takes me about, well, they reckon 11 seconds is what it took. But tonight was, I missed it tonight. I missed one of the turns. But yeah. Yeah, thank you for
amazing.
Noticing.
I did notice, and I thought that would have taken you a long time to practice. Yeah, so well done. And you were absolutely brilliant, by the way. You had us laughing. So good. We
very
so
kind.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honestly, those kind words, and I've been here a long time. Red Hill means a lot to me. The Panto does. You know, I'm pretty loyal to it.
Well, you were quite local, weren't you, from Kent?
Well, I live on the Isle of Sheppey, so it's about 56, 57 miles from every day. My wife's a prison officer, so we live by.
I used to DJ out there on Sheppey at the holiday camps.
All right, okay. Back in the day.
All them
holiday centres are still. Do you know what? The Chevys are up and coming. They've got the wheel there now. You know, stagecoaches no longer go up. We've got electricity.
Yeah, Queenborough got electricity last year.
Yeah. I don't know if Queenborough have, but you know.
Neil Wheatley, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Neil, pleasure. Thanks, mate. Cheers.